News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, says the implementation date for increase in passport fees will take effect on Monday, June 1, instead of Tuesday, May 26. Chief Executive Officer of the agency, Jennifer MacDonald, says the decision to delay implementation of the fee increase follows the overwhelming number of persons applying for passports within the last few days.
When we saw the increase in numbers, what we decided to do was extend it to meet after the new fees. We're just trying to meet the needs because we recognize there's a great need there and we're giving people more time.
PICA has also announced that effective Tuesday, May 26th through to Friday, May 29, the agency will accept and process passport applications at the National Indoor Sports Center starting at 6 a.m. Meanwhile, PICA will be introducing two new services effective May 26. Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Jennifer MacDonald, says the same-day and expedited services will complement the next-day, 3-day, 11-day, 14-day, and regular 7-day services which the agency currently provides. The PICA head says for the same-day service, which will be introduced at the agency's headquarters, persons are required to drop off their documents by 10 a.m. and pick up their passports between 3 and 4 p.m. The expedited services will be introduced at PICA's outposts in Mandeville, Montego Bay, Maypen, Portmore, and St. Anne's Bay. Ms. MacDonald says currently the turnaround times at the agency's outposts are 11 and 14 days. The Ministry of Health has scaled up its vector control activities across the island to reduce the breeding of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits the Zika virus. This follows a warning issued by the Pan American Health Organization regarding an outbreak of the virus in Brazil and the potential for it to spread to other countries. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock de Cass says teams from the Public Health Department will go into communities to identify and destroy breeding sites as well as to carry out fogging.
We will also be ensuring that we work with all the various groups and we continue our public education so persons can remember that this mosquito, the Aedes aegypti, it breeds mainly in water that settles in and around homes, schools, workplaces, business places, in general where people live or congregate. So we want this to be a comprehensive effort involving all of society to ensure that we can reduce the vector that transmits this virus, in case there's an introduction of the virus into the country.
The Zika virus is similar to dengue. Symptoms include fever, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis, headache, weakness, rash, and swelling of the lower limbs. The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is looking to extend their opening hours due to increased demand for its services. OCR Registrar Greg Smith says to facilitate this process, submissions have been made for additional staff and the agency is awaiting approval from the relevant ministries.
The OCR also wishes to clarify that our opening hours are from Monday to Fridays from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. In addition to our opening hours that the agency facilitates, the collection of reports through 6 different avenues, including calling 1-888-PROTECT, which is 1-888-776-8328.
Mr. Smith says members of the public can also contact the agency via its LIME, Digicel and Flow numbers, fax, email and the Child Abuse Reporting System's BlackBerry application, CARS. Persons who wish to make a report during closing hours are encouraged to call 119 or visit the nearest police station.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right!
In every community,
let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces,
so our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
This Labor Day, May 25th.